Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, you brought up a great quote today in your column here as I read it. Headline in the Post-Gazette, in battle for state dominance, Pitt leads Penn State, dash, for now. But the quote was, I had forgotten about this one. I remember a lot of James Franklin quotes, but not the one where after Penn State beat Pitt in 2007, James Franklin said this was just
17,
like...
17.
17, yeah. This was just like beating Akron, right?
Yep. Well, that was in reference. Remember, Pitt won the first game back, 42-39.
Yep.
One of the great days in Pittsburgh sports history. Beautiful day at Heinz Field. I have memories of it forever. And the next year at State College, Penn State put a pretty good licking on Pitt. And Franklin was quoted as saying, you know, they acted like they won the Super Bowl when they beat us last year. This is just like beating Akron for us. And it even aggravated some Penn State fans. It was just so arrogant.
Well, there's not much arrogance to be had there these days because they're 11-11 over the last two years. Now, the pandemic season, I must say, for everybody is a little bit of a write-off. Penn State did bounce back that year. It was a very odd year, but that doesn't take away what happened last
season.
Started
0-5 that year and then won the last four games.
Right. The fact of the matter is Pitt's a better football team right now. Does that mean they're a better program? I guess. How do you differentiate between team and program?
I look at it this way. For the long haul, I consider a program. You know, like when Pitt won the Big East the year they went to play Utah, remember, and got killed in Arizona. Remember that?
Yes.
That was a good team, but it wasn't a good program. The long-term future just didn't feel good. I think Pitt has a better team now. I think they've passed Penn State. But the point of my column was short-term, give me Pitt. I'll take Pitt over Penn State. I like the talent on both offense and defensive lines. All the play is going to come down to the quarterback. I mean, is Slovis going to be able to be a fair facsimile of Pickett? And then what's Sean Clifford going to do? They're hoping he comes back at Penn State for a fifth year and has a Kenny Pickett-like improvement in his fifth year. But the program, the long-term future, Penn State's in the Big Ten. And, you know, they're about to sign a billion-dollar TV contract that's going to pay each school in the Big Ten like $60 to $70 million a year. The Pitt and the ACC is locked into 2036 with that grant of rights thing that they can't leave. If they do, all their TV money goes to the ACC. It's only like $17 million a year. And there's a lot of speculation. There's going to be two super conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. And I could easily see Pitt being left out. I could see West Virginia certainly being left out. I would much rather be Penn State for the long-term future. Much rather.
For sure. But that's about how their program might be better situated. That doesn't mean it's a better football program.
Well, I mean, if Pitt ends up in a secondary league playing among themselves, it's just going to be much better football in the two big leagues for me.
So is Northwestern a better program than Pitt?
They're in that league, and money-wise, you think they could do a lot of stuff with it. I don't know.
Just because you're in the Big Ten, okay, good for you. You're in the Big Ten. That doesn't mean your team is better than mine. And when I think program, I get what you're saying. They're better situated, for sure. They're better situated. But the program, are they bringing in better players? Are they having better results? That's Pitt, and that could be Pitt into the future.
Well, you know, all the recruiting experts say Franklin kicks butt every year.
I know.
So are they bringing in better players? Maybe. But does that mean he's a bad game day coach? A lot of people I talk to think he's a terrible game day coach. Franklin,
yeah.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
An example was I was at the Iowa game last year in Iowa City, game six. Penn State's up 17-3, just throttling Iowa, and Clifford gets hurt. And Franklin puts in a quarterback that can't even take a snap from center. He fumbled like five snaps. He didn't have a backup quarterback prepared.
Right.
I mean, and that's just, and they never recovered from that loss. So I don't think he's a very good game day coach. I think he's been a hell of a recruiter.
He has been a hell of a recruiter.
You know, and they did win a lot of games before the last 2 years.
He's won 11 games three different times. He should have been in the college football playoff, I thought, the 1 year. In an expanded playoff, they would have qualified multiple times. But right now, Pitt's better.
If they would play heads up, what would the line be? Pitt would be favored 3, 4, 5, something like that?
What if it was Pitt at Penn State? Pick
maybe
them?
Closer. Yeah, maybe one or two.
I wonder if Penn State might even be favored in that game. You're talking about the – what's Penn State? We said fourth in receiving votes?
Yeah, like 29th.
So they're 29th, Pitt 16th. The game's at Penn State.
17, yeah.
I'd say Penn State would still be favored by one.
You know,
I'd be surprised if this Pitt team, especially early in the year, went into Penn State and was installed as a favorite.
It's going to come down to how Slovis plays. It always does, and it's going to come down to how Clifford plays. I mean, they're hoping that Clifford comes back. He was pretty good in that Iowa game before he got hurt, and I don't know that he was ever right after that. But this is kind of like Pickett coming back for his, that extra year. And I'm not saying he's going to finish in the top three in the Heisman voting.
Right.
But he should be a lot better. So, but I like Pitt's offensive line is back totally intact, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
And their defensive line is could be the best in the country.
So you think they will follow through? You think they will be really good, win 10 games again?
Pitt?
Yeah.
It depends on how the quarterback plays, but I think they're certainly capable of it. I mean, he's got to play great. I mean, I guess there's still a chance.
Nick, I mean, I have to
Nick
see the
Patty
guy.
Nick Patty could be quarterback.
Yeah. I've got to see this all play out. I still don't trust.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Narduzzi, honestly, to win 10 games?
He's lost, you know, look at the two he lost last year. That's been a problem for Pitt forever. Losing games, they should win.
But the schedule's incredibly favorable again.
One team ranked on their in the preseason poll on their schedule.
So
that's Miami.
Is the fact that Pitt, in the eyes of the college football world, is better than Penn State, is that more of a feather in Narduzzi's cap or an embarrassment for Franklin?
Can it be both, I would think?
It is both.
It would both. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Penn State beat Pitt 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
You know, and beat them decisively in 2 of those 3. And then the last game, remember when Narduzzi tried to kick a field goal from the 1-yard line down late, and it got blocked or he missed it or whatever. Gave him no chance to win the game. Horrible.
Franklin has huge advantages on Pitt's program. The obvious ones, the stadium he plays in, his recruiting classes would seem to reflect that. And yet he's not ranked and Pitt is. I think it's more of an embarrassment. I would put the emphasis on the embarrassment that Franklin should feel for this. And at the same time, Narduzzi, it is credit to him. But I'm leaning toward more the embarrassment for Franklin.
Franklin gets a 10-year contract, basically a lifetime deal. Now, Narduzzi also got a long extension. And I didn't like either one of them, but they did. They both got them. So it's interesting. I just wish they'd play again and we didn't have to speculate on it, that we could watch them with our own eyes.
We should.
But we're not going to get to see that. I don't know that I'll see it again in my lifetime.
Which is a shame. It should be politicians spend time with more useless topics than this. They should compel the two to play in Pennsylvania. They should be compelled to play each other once a year, I think. I defended both their contract extensions The Franklin one, based on the classes that he brings in and not wanting to start over.
The
You're right. Yeah. He has won 11 in a span of 4 years. He won 42 games. Since then, not so good. But I'm not of a mind to start over when he's beating most of the top programs in the country for these classes. I would force him to change around his staff. He has changed around his staff a little bit.
But do you give him 10 years when he was signed through 2025 to start with?
Who cares?
I know you want to do the recruiting cycle. Maybe give him 3 years instead of 10.
Who cares?
I don't know. I talked to a lot of Penn State people. I talked to a lot of Penn State people, including former players, who think he's stinks as a game day coach.
Yeah, but if you talked to them 3 years ago and he was 11-2 and won the Cotton Bowl, they would have had a different story for you,
yeah,
I'm sure.
The year they went to the Rose Bowl, too.
I mean, they finished in the top 10 three times. So,
but I think, is that more of a tribute to his recruiting?
Well, in my opinion, recruiting is 95% of the battle in college sports.
Right.
I can get a lot of guys to coach. I don't even care if my head coach can coach. Give me an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. Bring in players.
You got to have talent.
You got to have talent.
No doubt.
So, besides which, 10 years, who cares? What is it going to bankrupt the university? They've got money coming out of everywhere.
Now, considering what they're going to get from the Big Ten.
Yeah.
How about them leaving ESPN? They're going to go to Fox, NBC, and CBS. It's going to be a national game at noon, a national game at 3:30, and a national game at 7:30.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive deal.
A billion dollar
TV deal.
So if they want to move on from James Franklin as early as, you know, next year or the year after, I'm not going to be feeling sorry for anybody. Maybe it could have been a shorter deal, but
maybe he wouldn't have
I love those recruiting classes. I do. And I think I can manipulate the coaching staff. He's got to start winning with these classes. He has to. He has won before, too. To be fair, he's won before. What do you think of all this? At 412-928-9370, 928-9370, you have to be feeling pretty good if you're a Pitt fan. And do you still measure yourselves against Penn State more than anybody else? I would, quite frankly.
Penn State school.
And aren't you embarrassed if you're a Penn State fan at the moment? Aren't you? All the bragging that happens with Penn State football over Pitt, and the AP preseason rankings come out, and there's Pitt and there's no Penn State, despite these recruiting classes they're reeling in. Lots of Penn State people around here, Ron. Yes?
More, I think more graduates in Allegheny County than any other place in the country.
412-928-9370. College football right around the corner. What is it, 2 weeks from Thursday?
Pitt, West Virginia plays 2 weeks from Thursday. And same night, Penn State opens up at Purdue that same night.
412-928-9370. Say hello to our friend Steiny when you call in. Derek Shelton Show coming up top of the hour. Meantime, I want to talk to you about Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. She's a friend of mine, and you talk to anybody who's worked with Gina, and they'll sound just like a man named Mike. He recognizes the value of an agent who knows the market and what homes are really worth. When he wanted to sell his Collier Township home, he interviewed another agent first. The agent recommended a price that was $20,000 lower than what Mike had in mind. Next, he interviewed Gina. Good move, Mike. Her suggested list price was exactly what Mike was thinking. Mike listed the home with Gina right away. Within 4 days, they had an offer they wanted of $300,000. Mike says, Gina is amazing. I am so glad we heard her commercial. She got it done. She always does. She'll sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes. Home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. You can't lose. Call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home in Pittsburgh. Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Give her a call, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.